The U.S. dollar's value has been falling steeply, and yesterday the Canadian dollar hit its highest value in over 30 years. When the loonie, as the Canadian dollar is called, pulled level with the U.S. dollar, why, there was a national shopping spree in Canada. Some business groups even held parody parties over the greenback's fall and the loonie's rise. It's making Canada's sports teams happy, too, while there are fewer U.S. baseball fans coming across the border to Toronto Blue Jay games this season. The Blue Jays' chief executive, Paul Godfrey, says it is cheaper to pay players in U.S. dollars.
That will be a cause for a little celebration. Since the pain was so great for many years, it's nice to have on the other foot for a change. For our club, with a payroll of around $90 million, for every penny that the dollar goes up, it's a savings of $600,000.
The Blue Jays is a Canadian baseball team, but almost all of your players are from the U.S. So they're being paid in U.S. dollars. How does that equation work?
Well, in North American sports, in basketball, baseball, hockey, and football, all teams are paid in U.S. currency, no matter what the dollar happens to be in Canada.
Do you have to take that into account, for example, in recruiting? Are you going to have to raise salaries because of what's just happened between the Canadian dollar and the American dollar?
I don't think we'll have to raise salaries because of that. Salaries are going up at a dramatic pace without any impact of what happens to the dollar. I think that the currency situation for an American ball player who now converts his currency, the differential is so minimal at this point in time that I don't think it really has any impact.
Why aren't the players complaining? They're paid in U.S. dollars and they see their salaries falling.
When players are paid multi-million dollars to play this great game that a lot of them probably would pay for nothing, I think they've got nothing to complain about.
I've read reports that you're talking with the National Football League about expanding into Toronto. Do you think that you now have a shot at bringing U.S. football to Toronto?
Well, I've been talking to the National Football League for about 18 years now, so this is almost as long as the Canadian dollar not being at parity with the U.S. dollar. And I'm hopeful one day of having a team come to Canada, either in the form of expansion or by the movement of an existing team.
Does that mean that it would be more affordable for the National Football League to come into the Toronto market?
It may be more affordable for the people who are buying the team because they will be paying less Canadian dollars from an operating point of view, since most of the revenues and most of the expenses are in U.S. dollars. It really doesn't mean much from an operating point of view, but definitely on the purchase price.
So 18 years and still talking. Thank you very much, Paul Godfrey, President and CEO of the Toronto Blue Jays, Canada's Major League Baseball team.